It's time for today's daily devotional. This week, we've been talking about relationship statuses. Today, we want to ask the question, are you fully committed? Scripture comes from Matthew 22:37. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. You know, every relationship requires commitment. Friendships require loyalty. Marriages require faithfulness. And families require grace. But the greatest commitment we'll ever make isn't to another person, it's to God. And when Jesus is at the center of our lives, every other relationship benefits. We love more deeply because we've experienced His love. We forgive more freely because we've been forgiven. We extend grace because we've received that grace. The world encourages us to make another person our priority, but God calls us to seek Him first in Matthew 6:33. When our vertical relationship with God is healthy, then all relationships become healthier as well. No relationship will ever complete you the way that Christ can, and people will disappoint you, misunderstand you, and sometimes leave you. But Jesus never will. Your relationship status may change throughout your lifetime, but one thing never changes, and that's God's commitment to you. The greatest love story isn't about finding the perfect person. It's about discovering the perfect Savior who has loved you all along. Ask yourself the question today, is God truly first in my life? What relationship have I placed above my relationship with Him? And as we're wrapping up this week, we've explored some of the relationship status our world talks a lot about, single but never alone. We've talked about situationships. We've talked about friendship requests. We've even talked about it being complicated and being fully committed today. You know, life's going to bring us different seasons. Friendships may change. Relationships may begin or end. And yeah, people will disappoint us. Circumstances may shift, but one relationship's going to remain constant. Jesus Christ is the friend who never leaves, the Savior who never stops pursuing you, and the Father who never stops loving you. If you build your life on Him, every other relationship finds its proper place. So the next time someone asks you about your relationship status, remember that before you're single, or married, or divorced, or widowed, or dating, or it's complicated, or in a situationship, you are something far greater. You are chosen. You are forgiven. You are deeply loved, and you are a child of God. And that's the only relationship status that lasts for eternity. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you in James 4:8. Lord, as we come to You in prayer today, thank You for loving us with a love that never fails. Help us put You first in every area of our lives. May our relationship with You become the foundation for every other relationship that we have, and teach us to love others the way that You love us and to trust us with every season of life. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.